You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation is from Psalm 16, verses 5 through 6. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. This passage is a declaration of the substance of the blessed life, that is, the Lord himself. When it says, the lines have fallen in pleasant places, literally it refers to the boundaries of the promised land that were given as an inheritance to the Israelites. But metaphorically, it's God's provision for us. This is a particularly important passage for us as servants of the word, men who, like the Levites, have chosen to forsake the inheritance of the land, the goods of this world, in order to serve God, to fix their lives on the eternal inheritance that we have. We've done the same as servants of the word. We have fixed our lives on the inheritance that we have in Christ. Verse 5 highlights that this is a free choice that those faithful to God are able to make. For all of us, whether married or intentionally single or reluctantly single, we have the opportunity to pray this passage recognizing God's beautiful inheritance that he has for us in a life with him through Christ. Peter reflects this to us in his first letter, saying that Christ has won for us an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. This is an inheritance that will ultimately be fulfilled in heaven, but that God wants for us to start finding right now. He wants for you to be able to look at your life in following him and say, the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Now, for your meditation, ask, what has it looked like for you to choose Christ as your portion and cup? Where have you seen the lines of God's provision in your life fall? Spend time recognizing and giving thanks to him in light of it. Read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and pray this psalm in light of this passage. Let's use this passage to turn our hearts to God as our ultimate good and recognize that we have a beautiful inheritance through Christ.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.